Thoughts on Malachi. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 13. Yet more arrogance. Here we go again. Malachi 3 verse 13. How many times have we seen this in this small book? God makes a complaint through Malachi to the Jews. You're doing this, you're doing that, and so on. And what's their response? You get it again here. Let me read it to you. Malachi 3:13. God says, you have said harsh things against me. That's what the Lord says. This is what Malachi passes on to these Jews. You priests, you people, this is what you're doing. And yet, this is what we get. Yet you ask. Notice that word, yet. Despite this, despite that this has come from the prophet, therefore come from God. God is saying this. They have the audacity, the sheer nerve, the cheek, to say, in defiance, you ask, what have we said against you? No, that's not said. We'd like to know. We want to know. We want to put this right. We're eager to... No, no. How, what, when? These are the things we've seen over and over through this book. It's defiance. It's hard-hearted. There's not an ounce of humility here. They're proud. They're showing contempt, not only of the prophet and what he has to say. It's God they're showing contempt to. They're abusing the prophet, it's true. How are we offended? What have we done? Where's it gone wrong? Read the book through. It comes over and over again. They're not just abusing the prophet. They're refusing God. They're defying God. You have said? Well, what have we done? You have said this against you. What have we said against you? They're not wanting to know, I say, it's defiance. These are solemn thoughts. And we must be careful in our day that we don't show anything of the same spirit in our attitude to God and the gospel and the preachers of the gospel when they preach the word of God to us. And when we see it is the scripture, the truth of scripture coming to us, when God is speaking, unbeliever, have you heard the promise of God? Have you heard the warnings of God? Repent or else it will be everlasting damnation. Trust Christ or it will be everlasting damnation. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world, including you, by that man that he's ordained. Yes, Christ has been raised from the dead and he will come again to judge. What are you doing about it? Oh, when is this going to happen? Don't believe it. And all that kind of thing. My friend, be careful. Watch out that you don't show the spirit of the Jews in defiance against God. And of course, it's a word to me as a believer. And it's a word to you as a believer. How challenging these prophets are. How searching they are. Not sugar and candy and sweet and all things nice. No, no, no. These things are proving. I need to hear what God says. To heed, to act upon it. The rebuke and the rod, and to feel it and to know it. Rebuke, correction, training in righteousness. And I need to be trained and instructed and taught and brought on. I need to humble myself under the mighty hand of God and leave him to exalt me in due time. I must learn to submit and return and obey. And I hope these words will be a blessing in this sense to others too. We can kick the messenger, but we must remember, it's not the messenger we're kicking. We're kicking against God and defying him. Yet you ask, what have we said? How have we done it? In what way? And it's not just Malachi. It's the Lord God Almighty, the one who had formed them and blessed them and given enormous promises to them. And was still even among them. And who had promised at them, oh, you come in and I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there will not be room enough to receive it. And still, they are defiant. God give us grace to learn from this dreadful pattern, this terrible example. Amen.